Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Olivera.
Und ich heiße Thomas. Und Olivera, es ist so schön, dass wir mal beide hier sind im Studio.
Ja, es freut mich auch sehr. Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Wie geht's dir?
Auch sehr gut, danke.
In these weekly episodes, we are helping you to improve your German one coffee break at a time.
If you're listening to the podcast version, make sure to subscribe whichever platform you're listening on. And if you're watching the video version, make sure to subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
What are we talking about today with two German natives sitting here? What?
We're looking at German compound nouns, which is a very big thing in German.
Yes, and actually I think one of my favorite German words are made up of multiple words. And we look into what the rules are and how they are formed and how people can understand them.
Sehr gut. Legen wir los?
Ja.
Los geht's.
So I am sure lots of people who are learning German came across these words in the past where there's one, two, three, or a chain of words which is sometimes daunting to understand. So today we are looking a little bit how they are made up and how to kind of break them down to understand them and see if there are any rules we need to keep in mind.
Sehr gut. Dann fangen wir gleich an.
Yeah.
So the first thing to keep in mind when you see one of these really long German compound nouns is not to panic, first of all, because there is a way to understand what's going on.
Exactly. I would say one of the main things you need to consider and keep in mind is that you always look at the very last word first. So it's the main word in your chain of words. It determines what gender the whole word is. It also lets you see if it's plural or singular. And it's also often a good clue what you're actually talking about, because quite often the words in front of it just kind of specify or narrow down what we're talking about.
Genau. Should we take a look at a couple of examples?
Sehr gute Idee.
Okay. Do you have a favorite word?
There's lots of good animals, actually.
Yeah.
For example, Stachelschwein.
Stachelschwein. So if you break that down, der Stachel is a spike and das Schwein is a pig. So spike pig.
The porcupine.
Genau.
Do you have any favorite words we can decode?
I mean, we always have Bahnhof, der Bahnhof.
Yeah.
So die Bahn is the railway and der Hof is a yard. So der Bahnhof means...
The railway yard. The
genau, train it's a train station.
So if you see, if you looked at the pig, it's a form of pig or it's some form of station and it's specific to the ones for trains. So if you look at the last word, you have a good idea what you're talking about. These also works if you, some words are very similar. For example, we have Sprachschule, Grundschule, Hauptschule. They all have the word Schule at the end. They all some form of school, but they specify the first word specifies what kind of school it is. What other things do we need to keep in mind when we're talking about compound nouns?
That they're not only made up of nouns. You can actually include different types of words. It doesn't have to be nouns that are put together to form a large compound noun. You can also put some verbs in there or adjectives or prepositions.
Good point. I actually didn't know that until recently. I thought compound nouns is just lots of nouns. But yeah, there's other things you can put. I think the important thing is the last one is always a noun.
Yes, genau.
But then before that, you can actually put lots of different words. Do you have any examples for, adjectives, for example?
For example, das Hochhaus.
Yeah, the skyscraper, the high house.
Yeah, genau. Hoch means high or tall, and then das Haus means house, so it's a high house, it's a skyscraper.
Sehr gut. I really like the word Feinschmecker.
Yeah, that's so a really good one.
Schmecker is somebody like a taster, somebody who tastes something, and it's very fine, so he's like a... What's a good English word for that? Somebody who likes
gourmet. Yeah.
Gourmet, ein Feinschmecker. What else can we put in front of the noun?
Verbs, that's really important. For example, we could say der Schwimmunterricht, so swimming lessons.
Yeah, sehr gut. I also know Sprechblase is another one I like. It's the speech bubble, sprechen, the verb, and then Blase, the bubble, as our noun. Okay. Is there anything else we need to consider? So we've talked about that we always look at the last word, that we can add different things at the start.
We also can put more words together. So right now we've just looked at two. So we had Schwimmunterricht, Sprechblase, but it can also be more than two words. For example, we have das Geburtstagsgeschenk.
Yeah, very good one. So we have Geburt,
yeah,
birth, Tag, the day, and then Geschenk, the present, so a birthday present.
Genau. That's quite literal in English as well. Yeah. So here we have das Geschenk. We see the gender of the compound noun because it's das Geburtstagsgeschenk, because we're looking at the last word. And we also see that it's some sort of present. So then we, after that, look at the other parts and we find out what type of present it is.
And also, since you just talked about gender, it's also, if you want to make that plural, the only thing you need to make plural is the Geschenk. And Geschenk is formed by adding an extra E for the plural. So you would be Geburtstagsgeschenke. So the Geburtstag stays the same and you just add the E on to make it Geschenke.
That's a really good point. Yeah, sehr gut.
Now, do you think some of our listeners can figure out some compound nouns? If I have a good one, and as always, you have 10 seconds to figure it out. The word is Marmeladenglasverschluss. 10 Sekunden.
Yeah, I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
So, were you able to figure it out? Let's go through it together. So we have der Verschluss, meaning some sort of closing. So it comes from verschließen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have die Marmelade, meaning marmalade or jam.
Yeah.
And das Glas, it's the same in English, the glass or jar. So das der Marmeladenglasverschluss is a jam jar lid. Or something that you close the jam jar with?
Yeah, I would say so too. So a very important word you need to use almost every day, Marmeladenglasverschluss.
Genau.
Because if you're looking something to close your jam with, you need a Marmeladenglasverschluss.
Sehr gut.
Do you have one?
Yeah, let's take a look at another one. Oh, der Haustürschlüssel.
I think this one is an actually useful one. 10 Sekunden nochmal. Und sehr gut. So, Haustürschlüssel. Again, if we do the same that Oliveira did, if we look at the last word first, we had Schlüssel, which is the word for a key. And then we have actually another compound noun there, Haustür, which is Haus, the word for a house, and Tür for door. So it's our house door key. It's our front door key.
Genau. Sehr gut.
Easy to is. And if you break it down, because there's some which I think have like 7, 8 different words all passed together. If you take your time, if you start at the end and then you break it down and look at, try to figure out the individual words, and then translating it actually is a lot easier. Even so, it seems daunting sometimes at the start.
Now that you've said this, I feel like maybe we should look at just one, just for the fun of it.
Ooh, one of the long ones.
Because this is what the German language is really famous for. This is what we're really good at. So I think we should look at one of those really long German compound nouns.
Do you have one in mind?
Yes, I have one in mind that I once had to learn at school and since then have been really proud of knowing. Okay, so I'm going to have to look at my notes because it was a long time ago.
Go for it.
Okay, and so
really slowly so we can see if the listeners can figure out the individual words and break it down. Go for it.
Okay. Donau, Dampfschifffahrts, Elektrizitäten, Hauptbetriebs, Werk, Bauunterbeamtengesellschaft.
Okay. So if our listeners paid attention to the very last word, Gesellschaft, they know it's about some form of association.
Genau, sehr gut.
And I actually looked this up before because I tried to piece it together, but it is really hard. There's a lot of words in there that I would say is not everyday German vocabulary.
No, it's advanced for us too.
It is, it actually is. So I looked it up and it translates as the Association for Subordinate Officials of the main maintenance building of the Danube steam shipping electrical services.
That's just way too much, even for us.
Don't know, don't ask me what they actually do.
Sehr gut. So
there's one last topic missing for today. So we've talked about how you can break them down and then translate the individual words and then get to the meaning of the whole compound noun. There's also some combinations that are there to emphasize the noun at the end. And they don't always make, I would say, sense if you translate them literally. They're more like metaphors or some phrases. And some of those are actually my favorite German words. Do you have any examples of that for our listeners?
Do you mean words like die Saukälte?
Yes, exactly. The pig cold.
Yeah.
The sow cold. So you're not actually, it's something to do with the cold, but you're not quite sure. Is it a really strong cold or like a warm cold? Or like it doesn't, if you translate it literally, doesn't, it's not obvious what it means.
Yeah, this is just something that you will learn over time as you speak with native speakers. So if someone says that something is saukalt or there is a saukälte, it means in this case, it's something negative because it's just very, very cold outside.
Yes, I have another example where, again, it's not quite clear. It's the Mordspaß, the murder fun. And again, you can kind of not quite sure. Is it a lot of fun? Is it deathly fun? But it actually means that it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it doesn't sound positive.
I don't know how it came about, but
but it's something really, really positive in German. So if you're having Mordspaß, you're having the time of your life, basically.
Das war ein super Beispiel. If you have any favorite compound nouns or things that you think should be created or that you really like in the German language, please share them with us either on the blog article or on YouTube. Also.
Das war's für heute.
Ich glaube auch, das reicht. I really hope you enjoyed this lesson hosted by Oliveira and me today and that you learned a little bit something or something new about compound nouns and how to translate them and understand them and break them down.
Remember that the examples and all the information about this episode are written down in our blog post and you'll find the link in the description.
And if you would like more help with your German and receive regular free email lessons, go and visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/German.
And then just look out for your next mini lesson in your inbox. Also dann.
Bis bald und happy coffee breaking.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.